How long could you survive on just the food in your home? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. It's only in modern times and mostly in Western developed nations that we take food for granted. As a result, many of us keep very little of it on hand, and rarely much more than a few days' worth. We're used to a dependable food delivery system. However, if that were to change, very few of us would be prepared to go more than a week before experiencing hunger. In January, Bloomberg reported that food prices hit 10-year highs, causing worldwide concern. Adam Minter of Bloomberg said, "Supply chain bottlenecks, labor shortages, bad weather, and a surge in consumer demand are among the factors responsible for the spike. So too is a lesser-known phenomenon. China is hoarding key food commodities. In just a few months, China will hold 69% of the world's corn reserves, 60% of the rice, and 51% of the wheat. So what's in your pantry, and how long could you survive on it?" I'm not a doomsday guy, but I do believe we should be prepared in the event of an emergency. I suggest you strategize a way to stock your pantry. Set aside a portion of your income to provide a one-month supply of essentials for your family. Once you have at least 1 month, you can continue to build on these resources so you'll have a surplus to share with others. Consider the ant and become wise. Without having any chief, officer, or ruler, she prepares her bread in summer and gathers her food in harvest. And if you can't afford extra groceries because of credit card debt, contact Christian Credit Counselors. They'll create a debt management plan just for you. For more information, call the Crown Helpline, 800-722-1976, or visit online at crown.org/CCC.